a shorter mahalach to be mekasha Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkos. We know that Rosh Hashanah is the Yom of Brias Adam Arishain, and there was a chet that took place. He was told not to eat from the Eitz Hadas, and he ate from the Eitz Hadas. One has to ashtikl understand the chet of Adam Arishain in order to understand what would be metaken. Chazal tell us that before the chet of Adam Arishain, the Ra was outside of him. The Ra wasn't part of Adam Arishain Bechlal. He knew that there was Ra in the Bria, but he didn't feel it Bechlal. He only had a Mashicha. He only had a Mashicha for Ruchnius. He only had a Mashicha. He only had a pull, a magnetic force, to Tzveikas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he had no Shaychas to Ra Bechlal. There was no Mashicha, no pull towards the Ra. Das, Eitz HaDas, that he ate from, Das is a Lashon Hischabrus. Das is a Lashon of to feel, to internalize and to feel that it's part of you. Das is the Bechina to be Mischaber to something. As the Pasuk says, Vayeda Oda Mischaber Ishtoi. It's a Lashon of Hischabrus, that we're Mitchaber together. And the sign of the not to eat from the Eitz Hadas is that if you don't eat from the Eitz Hadas, the Ra remains outside of you, and you realize and you internalize that the Ra is not part of you. It's something that was created, but it was created so that you should focus on the Toiv, leave the Ra, that's your Nesoyin, Adam Rishon, and then you'll go into Shabbos and the Ra won't exist anymore. Eating from the Eitz Hadas, Toiv and Ra, was internalizing the Toiv and the Ra, and feeling that just like the Toiv is part of you, the Ra is also part of you. The aftermath of eating from the Eitz Hadas means that a person feels that I have a good side to me. I, just as well, have a bad side to me. Half of me is pulling me this way. Half of me is pulling me the other way. Because he was mischaber through the Eitz Hadas to the Ra as well. The Nochash told Adam Rishon, Chava, that if you don't eat from the Eitz Hadas, you have such a strong pull towards Ruchnius and towards Kedusha, that you're created with a goof. You got necessities. You got to get married. You got to raise a mishpacha. You got necessities. Kilo, you're created on a world, and your madrega is beyond the world. So therefore, you've got to internalize the Ra. You've got to have epsa feeling, epsa mashicha, in order to eat, and in order to get married, and in order you've got to have epsa mashicha to Tibus as well, and to Yetzaharas as well. And other Rishon fell for that. And that's why the aftermath of the Chet of Adam Rishon was that from then on we read Bemis feel that there's two parts to us. You hear many people saying that they feel that they themselves are led here and they themselves are led there. The Emes Lamitoy is that Ritzenenu Lasis Ritzenecha. The Emes Lamitoy is that Klal Yisrael deep down only want to do the Ratzon Hashem. There's no Ra deep down in us. It's true that Adam Rishon internalized it, but it didn't become part of his atzmus, didn't become part of his etzem metzias. It came into him that in as much as that he feels that he really wants it, he feels that he really wants the Ra, he feels that he really wants to transgress Hashem Chas V'Shalom. But it's a sheker, he doesn't. And that's the sheker of the Nochash, that's the sheker that happened when he ate from the Eitz Hadas. That's the famous Gemara in Brachas, Ritzeneinu Lasis Ritzeinecha, Havasor Shebeisa. We really want to do your Ratzon. But the Yetzahara makes us feel that we want to do something else, but it's really not true. That's the Bechin of the Get Me'usha that the Rambam talks about in Perek Beis Hilchos Gerushin. The Get Me'usha, when Chazal force him, physically force him, to give a get to his wife and to say Roitzani. How can you force a person to say Roitzani? Either he wants or he doesn't want. It says the Rambam, he does want, of course he wants. So if that's the case, basically, the mitzvah of tshuva is to return. Return to who? Return to yourself. You didn't know, we don't know ourselves. We think that we have ritzoinus other than Ratzon Hashem, and we live through the whole year with all our struggles, and we think that this is who we are, and half of us is pulling us this way. We don't even know ourselves. The mitzvah of tshuva is to return. To return to who? To return to we, to return to ourselves, to return to the way the Rabbi Shalom created us. And the Rabbi Shalom created us, Avadi gave us a Yetzirah. But nevertheless, the Yetzirah is not part of us. It may seem that he is. And the more we invite him in, Chazal say eventually he becomes a king. Eventually he rules over to us. He rules over us. But deep inside us, we're not happy with him. Deep inside us, he's a dictator. Because Ritzenenu lasses Ritzenecha. And that's Mshat, the mitzvah. Kiyam mitzvah azois. Say the Rishonim, the Ramban, Kiyam mitzvah azois. Loi niflesi, loi rechoiki, loi me'eva ayomi. Ki kara belecha dobe ma'oid beficha levavcha lasoisai. Do you know what you have to return to? You have to return to yourself. It's so near to you, it's inside you. Don't get fakrochen. Straighten yourself out. That's the Indian, that's the sod of the tkiyas. The tkiyas is a straight tkiya. Why straight? Because Chazal say, Lakim oses adam yosho. It's a pasuk. Keheles. Lakim oses adam yosho. Vein bikshu cheshboinus rabim. Yasha is a tkiya. Hashem created us straight. Hashem created us with a rotzen to do rotzen Hashem. We were created straight. We mess things up when we sin, when we do averus, when we invite the Yetzirah into us. That's the shvarim and trua. It's broken. And the tshuva is to get back to that straight path, to get back to ourselves, to get back to the kim oses adam yasha, to get back to who we are, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us, the real ourselves. That's the tshuva on Rosh Hashanah. To try and separate what's really not part of us, to try to make us back to the chet, back to before the chet of Arishon, to try to make the ra into an external factor, to try to the best of our ability to make the ra into an external factor, and to go over and over with ourselves that really we want to do Ratzon Hashem, that really Ratzon Eino Ras is Zvenecha, really all these other things that we think we want to do, we don't really want to do. It's just the Yetzirah. It's a horror that's making us crooked. That's the avoid of Rosh Hashanah. Let's get back to ourselves. Let's get back to Adam Rishon before the Chet. Let's feel that the Ra is outside of us. That's tshuva. When we do this, then Yom Kippur is the gilui of when it really happens. In other words, Yom Kippur, as we've said, the Soil Hashem and Soil Azazel. The Soil Azazel is the Satan, Esau of the Yitzhara, the Makor of all our Chatoim. And what happens on Yom Kippur is, we take all the Chatoim, we take all that Chelim, we take all the Ra that was internalized, and we throw it back at him. And what's left is the Toiv. There's a big biru that takes place in Yom Kippur. Through the tshuva that we're doing, through the fact that we got back to ourselves, then we take all the ra from inside us and we throw it out. And that's the Soil Hashem and Soil Azazel. Soil Azazel is, so to speak, the throwing up of all the ra that we internalized and throwing it back, throwing it up and throwing it back to where it belongs to. Where the Yetzirah, through the eating, for the Nochash, through Machshas, to eat from the Yetzadah's Toiv Ra, who made us internalize the ra, made us feel that the ra is part and parcel of us, we throw it out, we vomit it back to where it belongs. And what remains is the true ourselves, the true ourselves. That's the avoid of Yom Kippur. The avoid of Yom Kippur is the Yitzav El Hapoal of the avoid of Rosh Hashanah. What we were trying to get to on Rosh Hashanah, we actually get to Bepoal in actuality on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, all that's left is the Chelek HaToiv. All we mechaber to, all we connect to is the Chelek HaToiv. And in Yom Kippur, we're like Adam Rishon Lefnei Achet. On Yom Kippur we don't eat, we don't sleep. Some sleep at night, some have this minig not to sleep at night. We don't drink, we don't wash ourselves, we don't tend to our goof. That was really the nekuda that the Nochash persuaded them to eat from Eitz Hadas. He said, you're so holy, you're so Kaddish, you can't live a civilized life like that. Can't live a whole life like Yom Kippur. So the answer to the Nochash's kasha is Chag HaSukkos. Chag HaSukkah is fakeret. There's a mitzvah to eat and a mitzvah to drink. Chag HaSukkah corresponds to living a life, answering the Nochash's kasha, where you can live a life and you can eat and you can drink and you can do everything, and you can do it in a mitzvah de ka'if. whatever we're allowed to do, we can do in a mitzvah dekoif, and that's even a mitzvah to do all these things. That's the bechin of sukkah. Sukkah is to focus that everything we're doing comes from the shorish of toiv. So that's why it's a mitzvah. Eating has come from the shorish of toiv. Sleeping has come from the shorish of toiv. Everything we're doing has come from the shorish. But there's no mashicha l'rad. Just because, in order to eat and drink, in order to be able to live a civilized life, a person doesn't have to connect to Ra. Person thinks that, you know, he's got to read sometimes Goyshe books, he's got to do Ilu Averis, let's say. He's got to do Averis. Why? Because he's got to be living in a world, he's got to balance himself out. And that's the Sheker that the Nochash was Machti Adam Rishon. That's exactly what he told Adam Rishon. You won't be able to live a civilized life. You're so holy. On Sukkos, we show the Nochash. So Sukkos, we show the Yetzirah. It's a Zman Simchaseinu, we're having a gewaltige time, and we're doing mitzvahs all the time, and we're healthy, we're eating, we're drinking, we're mesameach, we're dancing. The Yid can live a beautiful life with eating and drinking, and live a geshmaka life, connecting only to the Toiv. The Das, the Eschabris, is only to the Toiv and not to the Ra. The Ra was thrown out of us in Yom Kippur, and all that's left is the Toiv, and then from Yom Kippur we go into Sukkos and we bring out that Toiv El Apol and show how Yid can live a beautiful life with everything he needs, just connecting to Toiv. Sukkah corresponds to the idea that you can walk and it's a mitzvah. If you person walk, just like in the sukkah, to be metail the sukkah is the mitzvah. You can eat and it's a mitzvah, and it's a lesson for the whole year and for the whole life of a person. Person doesn't have to succumb to Taivas. Person doesn't have to succumb to Yetzer Horas in order to survive. He can mechav in the Shem Shemaim that the eating should give him koyach to serve Hashem, and it's a sukkah to achila. That his sleep should give him koyach, that you can rise next morning into a new day of Avodas Hashem, and the sleep brings him. And the sleep is a mitzvah. Then he's living sukkah stick the whole year round, and he's not lacking anything. Listo im espiv shel anochash. And this is a big lesson. It's a big chizuk for us. So many of us feel that because we're dragged down and bogged down by nisyonos and by yetzahoros, we feel that we're terrible people, we feel that we're lost, we feel that we're not the right person, we feel that, you know, we're so much lower and worse than everybody else. But the answer is chas v'shalom. The answer is that every Yid has this shoyrish of ritzoneinu lasis ritzoneinu. Every Yid has the shoyrish where our das, our schabras, is only to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to ruchnis, and to Torah mitzvahs. The rest is just not us. So therefore, even if a person feels that it is him, that's only the aftermath of the chet of Adam Rishon. But it's a sheker from the Nochash. And the way to be mesaken that is by showing, by living a sukkah stick of life, by showing geshmak, ruchni stick of geshmak, when we eat and we do and we exercise and we do things l'shem shemayim. So then that answers the Nochash's kasha, and that shows that you can connect to the world, and you can connect to the world and do everything that the other anything, berushos obviously, berushos ha-toyra, that the other person is doing, and you're doing it l'shem shemayim, is then you're only connecting to the toiv. And that's the simcha of Chag HaSukkos, Rachman, Yochim Lanu, HaSukkos, Dovetan, Yifoles, from here of Yemenu, Amen.